Swangilis Wengoma says his father was a selfless man who had time even for ordinary people. He says despite having little material possessions, Father Zimbabwe, as the late nationalist was popularly known, would always try to help people in every way possible. He says such humility and generosity are lacking in most of today's leaders, noting that their self-centeredness is partly to blame for some of the problems the country is currently facing.
The crop of leaders we have today, they like money. They are for themselves. They are not for the people. Dalla went out of his way to do things for the people. You didn't need an appointment to see Umtala. Ordinary people, anybody could come and knock at the door any time of the day, and he would welcome them and help them whichever way he could. But with the current crop of leadership, they don't answer telephones. I've tried it myself to try and talk to some leaders here. They don't even answer their telephones. Now, how do you expect to work for the people if you can't answer telephones? I'm sure wherever my father is, he must be shaking his head, wondering what kind of leadership we have.
Swangilis Wengoma says, although it has been 16 years since his father's death, it still feels like yesterday as the nationalist's name gets constant mention in the media. Ngoma says rather than being sorrowful on such a day, his family normally celebrates the late vice president's death with joy and inspiration from his monumental achievements.
He brings hope, he brings vigor into my life personally to say, something has to happen to better our lives, because the old man was committed to this nation so much that you can't help but feel good about it. You don't have time to cry, as it were. You can't cry over that we lost, such a good man.
Nkomo equally praises President Robert Mugabe for being able to unite former Liberation Parties, PF ZAPU, that was led by his father, and ZANU-PF. Some Bulawayo residents still vividly remember the late nationalist, with some of them saying Nkomo left the nation a proud legacy. Gift Mtizwa says to him, the late vice president's most important achievement was that of being a peacemaker and a nation builder, a view shared by another resident who only wants to be identified as Stembile. Stembile says, although she was rather young when Nkomo died, she has over the years realized the huge role he played in the history of the nation.
He was a peacemaker. He managed to unite the people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland. He was a unifier. He managed to unify people of different ethnic groups. I think if he was still around, there was going to be change. Our economy was going to be in a better state.
Chairman Maxim Kandla of the Zimbabwe Liberators Peace Forum echoes the same sentiments, saying Nkomo was passionate about empowering people and believed that it was important for indigenous blacks to own their land. While agreeing that the land reform program, which started a few years ago in Zimbabwe, has helped towards the realization of this goal, Mkandla laments the way in which it was carried out by the ruling ZANU-PF party, which resulted in some people getting multiple farms. Former war veterans leader Jabulani Sibanda, who was recently expelled from ZANU-PF for allegedly teaming up with some senior officials to try to remove Mr. Mugabe from power, says if Nkomo was alive today, he would be sad about what is happening in the country where corruption and greed are the order of the day.
What we have in our country now, if Nkomo was here, we'll be very much disappointed. You find one person who is running a concession, animal concession, is the same person who has got a ranch, is the same person who has got a cropping farm. He has got various industries in the utilization of land. We cannot have that. If a person wants to do cropping, he must do cropping and have a few cattle there for just his home purposes. But it should be known that this guy is cropping. It should be one family, one farm. One family, one piece of land. It's not only one man, one farm. It should be standardized size of farm.
From Kandla, Nkomo was a statesman who was broad-minded and would not have approved of the situation in which Zimbabwe has made enemies with other countries. He says Zimbabwe needs to mend its relations with the international community, as this would help revive the economy. And he believes that this is exactly what Nkomo fought for in the liberation struggle of the 1970s.
If you are a leader, you should embrace all countries so that they invest in the country, and then the people definitely will find the jobs and then to revive our economy.
A march known as the Joshua Nkabuko Legacy Walk, which is often held as part of commemorations to mark the death of the late Nkomo, has been moved to a date yet to be set by the organizers of the event. The late vice president remains loved by many who still cherish the moments they used to call him Chibwe Chitedza, Umdala Wetu, and Father Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.